Don't stress, just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proving for success. So Rule 3.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just Rule 3. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition. I am your host, or one of the hosts. I am Rocky, of course, of BSS Carolinas. Join me back again, finally on Monday edition of the show, is the one and only Jeffrey.
What's going on, man? It's been a while. I'm a little rusty. I have to step into things. I'm coming in hot, though. Coming in real hot.
You coming in hot?
Yeah.
Are you like the Panthers this weekend?
No, I said hot, not like real mediocre. And
oh, you mean more like the Cowboys going, yeah?
Yes, right. Yes, right. Very much so.
7-game winning streak, I'm just saying.
Killing it. Hey, anyway. Hey, you know what? I made my prediction that they would win like 11 games in the beginning. Then Romo got hurt, and I was like, maybe like 8. I'm going back to that 11.
Uh-huh.
Maybe 12.
Jumping on the bandwagon.
No, it's not a bandwagon. I still hate them, but you know what? I love Elliott, and I'm willing to admit when I was wrong. I was wrong on Dak Prescott coming out of college, but I was right on Dak Prescott coming out of the preseason. I said, this kid's really good. You were like, hold on. And I was like, nope. I put my foot in the door before the Dallas Cowboys fan did on Dak Prescott.
Okay, I have a reason I don't just do that, right?
Because you're scared to be wrong.
No,
I take my lumps.
No, I'm not scared to be wrong at all. I don't like to get my hopes up. Listen, we're 7-1 right now.
Yeah.
Best record in NFC. Do you think I care about that? No. Because all that matters to me is the playoffs. If we make the playoffs, which we should. Why am I saying? You see, I'm still saying if. And we're 7-1.
Because you're so pessimistic, man.
Well, no.
Look, I'm not afraid.
Because
I'll say, and I know you were there with me, every year, Jags are going to win 8 games. I say it every year. And every year, I am truly disappointed.
They're almost at 8 games losing.
They're getting close.
They're getting close to 8 losses.
Yeah, but you're telling me there's still a chance.
There's a chance.
There's
always a chance.
They go 6-2 the rest of the season.
There's a chance, you know.
I mean, the Browns could still go 8-8.
Oh, gosh. No. They already got 9 losses. They can go 7-9. They can win 7 more games.
Oh, yeah, that was their 9th loss against the Cowboys yesterday. That's right. That was their 8th.
No.
They haven't had a bye week yet?
No, not yet.
Oh.
It's coming up. I think week 13 is their bye week.
God.
They don't get a bye week until late in the season. Because there was a lot of hopes Josh Gordon would be back.
Yeah, then he went into rehab. Trust me, I picked him up in a fantasy league and held him for 3 weeks. And then he went into rehab, and I was like, all right, week 5, he's coming back. We're going to see what he got. And he's going into rehab. I was like, well, there's a roster slot I missed all year.
But there is hope, Cleveland.
No, there's not.
On Madden, there's hope. I restarted a franchise with Cleveland.
Ooh.
And boy, they are as bad as you think.
Oh, yeah. I've done that, too. It's rough. At least with the Jags, their couple of their guys are like inflated and you look real good. The Browns are hard.
No, yeah.
But it's not bad if you get RG3. Because you can run around a lot.
No, he's hurt. So
in the league, yeah, that's true.
So Kessler and
McCown.
No, I trade McClown.
McClown. No, McClown's I take McCown gone. Over Kessler.
No, I'll take my chance with Kessler.
I'm making a trade for can I trade for Tony Romo?
You know, I haven't tried that yet. I'll have to try that now. Actually, what I'll do is trade for Dak. I can make a
trade
for
in the
Dak.
Game, you're more likely to get Dak than Romo.
Yeah. So, but anyway, yes, that's enough.
Which,
Madden
by the
talk
way, if you're a Madden player, Madden Ultimate Team. I know you're not big on it. I love Madden Ultimate Team. It's my favorite. I don't think I've actually played anything else besides that, other than just like a couple franchises here and there.
We do I played the Madden franchise. I'm playing with the Falcons right now. Boy, I won the Super Bowl. I actually beat somebody we know in the Super Bowl. So
nice.
I actually got Julio, AJ Green.
How'd you get AJ Green to trade for him? Who'd you trade?
A third and a first.
For AJ Green?
Yeah. And Dwight Freeney, I think.
Okay.
And then I went and traded for Von Miller on defense. and J.J. Watt.
That's insanity.
So, I mean, I'm like loaded. And Josh Gordon is my slot receiver.
And moving on to the moving real on, world.
Yeah, real world. Too much time on that. Let's get back to the show. It's been a great weekend in sports. Great week in sports, actually. It's been a while since we got to do a show together. But we always do our segment. The first segment of the show is always the Heroes of the Weekend. It's the Rule 3 Breakdown Edition, Heroes of the Weekend. Myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could. Who does not love this song, man?
I missed it. I'm so glad we did this.
I am that. So jealous, too, that somebody got to do an interview with the actor that played this recently. I didn't get to. I was so jealous. Yeah, one of our instructors got to interview him. I'm very depressed over that. Anyway.
Love that song.
Heroes of the Weekend. You got any heroes?
Yeah, man. I just got one. Big time. Give it up to Latavius Murray, running back for the Oakland Raiders. 114 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns against that daunting Denver Broncos defense. And Oakland, just like I said in the preseason, is real. And they're real talented and real good. 3 touchdowns, 114 yards against that defense.
230 yards rushing as a team. But, okay, let's slow our roll a minute. Denver Broncos. Losing Aqib Talib is a big blow.
Sure.
That defensive line lost Malik Jackson and one other defensive tackle last
year. Y'all can't start going back to that now after they've already played so well, like the first half of the season.
No, they played good, but you running up the middle is the issue. The biggest issue now for the Broncos is that offense.
Yeah, right? No, that's what
I'm
saying. I
mean, you lose C.J. Anderson. Your offensive line's terrible. It's been terrible all season. So Simeon's looking like a seventh-round pick right now.
Yeah, their offense just isn't great, but their defense is still, what, first, second, third?
When everybody's healthy, yeah. And last night, watching that game, boy, they got a lot of flags last night.
Yeah, they did not play professionally as they usually do.
And they were good calls. So
yeah, no, they were clean calls.
Don't do Cam Newton calls.
Oh, come on, let's not go there yet. All right. I'm not ready for that. But that's what my there. Murray. Right. I mean, just because
Murray did play great.
Though. It's the Raiders, man. It's the Raiders beating the Broncos.
The NFL is better when, and somebody said it last night, I'm going to say it again, when the Raiders are good, the Cowboys are good, the Steelers are good. When all those teams are good, the NFL
and
ratings.
The Redskins are good, too.
Redskins, too. I will say that.
Like just a lot of the NFC right East. When the NFC East is playing well, the NFL is going good.
I think it's Oakland, man. Oakland was – I mean, the 80s, 70s, 80s, when we're top 2 teams in the league every year.
Yeah.
So, is that all your heroes?
Yeah, just that big one.
I've got Chicago Cubs on SNL. They were on SNL Saturday night. It was funny.
That was funny.
You know, seeing Rizzo and Dexter Fowler and David Ross even dancing was funny.
I'm so happy for David Ross, man.
Yeah, last year, you know, class act, got given that. Zeke Elliott and Dak Prescott versus the Browns.
Who would have thought you picked them?
Woo! I know. It's not even fair. Playing the Browns is not
fair. Yeah,
right,
that's
now.
That's why I picked Murray playing against the Broncos. Then I picked one of those two guys playing the Browns.
Well, dude, they still play the NFL team, so I have to pick them.
Feel like I could rush for 70 yards against the Browns.
You should be able to. But lastly, the big hero of the weekend was Melvin Gordon. Against the Titans, had over 261 yards total yards, 196 receiving, another 70 almost catching the ball. On LT going into the Ring of Honor for San Diego.
Nice.
That same day.
You know, I'm really happy for him after that first year where he was just bad. He was so bad. I mean, he didn't score a touchdown. I don't think he scored a touchdown.
He didn't score
a
touchdown at all.
I mean, he got like 400 yards maybe all year. I mean,
he's already got 8, 9 touchdowns now.
Yeah, I mean, he's he's living up to what he should have been, and I'm glad, you know, it shows that it's not only quarterbacks that might take a year or two before they actually learn how to play in the NFL. So congrats to Melvin Gordon.
Absolutely. Let's get into midseason awards. On Thursday's show, we did do, you know, we did some awards, but we're going to let Jeffrey do his. I'm going to tell you who mine are again. So, actually, I'm going to change my defensive player. MVP is first. Who's your MVP of the NFL season so far?
MVP.
Yep.
Okay. So, right now, I've got, like, an MVP, and then I have, like, a co-MVP. So my MVP is Derek Carr because
you're going there.
Yeah, I'm all in on the Raiders because I went all in on the Raiders and the Jaguars, and one of those came through and one of those did not come through. So Derek Carr is my MVP. He's killing it, man. Without Derek Carr, man, they're probably a sub 500 team. I mean, he's really killing it. And my other kind of like ceremonial MVP, it goes to Matthew Stafford. Yo, Matthew Stafford is just balling this year, okay? I think I've seen three times where they're down by a field goal with like 40 seconds left, and he drives them down the field in an instant and gets it tied up. Matthew Stafford is showing that it wasn't just Megatron that made him great. He is an elite quarterback. He is very, very good. I would put him in an elite category. Maybe not up there with
the top 10.
I'd put him higher than that. But I mean, maybe not, you know, Brady or Aaron Rodgers or Ben Roethlisberger, but more like, you know, Philip Rivers, guys like that. I'd take him above a lot of guys. I'd take him before Eli and a lot of guys like that. So that for me is my MVP, Derek Carr, and Matthew Stafford is definitely in the running. And if you say Tom Brady, I'm going to hit you in the face, just so you know. So just watch out what you say.
Listen, Derek Carr is
coming across the aisle.
Tom Brady is at the end of the season, he keeps going like he is. He's going to win it. I mean, and I can't blame him, I mean, for that team. But, and I think I'm going to go with Matt Ryan. All right, 6-3. Look at the wins he's had in Denver. You're talking about Denver. They should beat Seattle on a bad no call with Sherman. But I'm going to say Tom Brady. Or not Tom Brady. Matt Ryan, excuse me. I was going to say Tom Brady.
That was coming across.
Matt Ryan, the first half of the season, has put up so many yards. Yeah, Julio helps with that, of course. But Mohamed Sanu has helped. And they're winning games. They're first place in the AFC South right now at 6-3. And, you know, it's going to come down. The end of the season is going to be Matt Ryan, David Carr, Matt Stafford. I'll absolutely agree with you.
And Tom Brady will be in there.
Tom Brady will absolutely be the front runner. If they keep winning and looking the way they do, he will win the award. But Matt Stafford, I knew he was going to look really good this year because his first choice, he doesn't have to look directly for Megatron all the time anymore. Yeah. He's just spreading the ball around. Eric Ebron's helping with that too. And I think Dak and Zeke Elliott are going to get some love for that, but they're going to take votes away from each other. So, you know, but Dak, if he keeps playing the way he is, will be in the top three, top four at the end of the season.
For MVP?
Yep.
Oh.
If they keep winning, he'll be
I just
he'll
don't see a
there.
Rookie getting it.
He won't get it. Neither one of them would get it. Unless Zeke gets 2,000 yards rushing, then he might get it. But I think that's the only way. Let's move on to the next award, Offensive Player of the Year.
I mean, I usually try not. I don't think they should give Offensive Player of the Year to the same guy they give the MVP to. I think Offensive Player of the Year should be a little separate. So in that case, I would actually say Julio Jones. I don't like to give it to a quarterback. I'm not a big Offensive Player of the Year goes to a quarterback. I would take Julio. I would say Julio. Julio is killing it. Killing it, man.
It's hard to disagree with Julio. DeMarco Murray is there too.
Yeah, DeMarco is awesome down in Tennessee right now.
David Johnson, until you know, the Panthers game, he didn't look so good. Matt Ryan, Zeke. But
the only reason I'm not saying like Zeke and stuff is because I'm not – they have different categories for them. So I'm kind of going down
that's
waiting.
The reason. To me, it's between A.J. Green and Julio.
Yeah.
Because A.J.'s been a monster this year.
A.J. has been really, really good this year.
I'll go A.J.
Yeah, I'd say, I still Julio. Say Julio.
Who's
another guy that's better than Dez Bryant?
Oh,
goes back to a conversation that we had before the show. Julio? A.J. Green.
I said who A.J. was. I said A.J.
I forgot him.
No, I say A.J.
A.J. Julio, Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham Jr., and I say Mike Evans. Boom, Mike there's
Evans.
Five.
I can't give Mike Evans. I ain't going Mike Evans above him yet.
Why? Because he plays on a losing team like Dak has most of his career?
Right,
oh, that was a burn.
Yeah, that was something. Defensive player of the year. And if you say Von Miller, that's obvious.
No, I don't want to say Von Miller, man. You know, honestly, nobody really has been great individually. If I had to give it to him, maybe Griffin from Minnesota or Aaron Donald in St. Louis, somebody like that. Nobody has come off like last year when Von Miller did. Like, nobody's coming off the screen just looking really good. Or, obviously, without J.J. Watt there, it's a little bit tougher.
I'm going to actually go away from you can say Von Miller, but to me, I'm going to go to Marcus Peters, cornerback, Kansas City.
Oh, he's amazing.
He's got 5 picks already in the season, 11 pass deflections, and 21 tackles. This young guy's come into a shutdown corner now, basically.
Oh, he's one of the top 5 corners in the league in 2 years.
Right. So I'm going to go with him as
that's a good pick. That's a good pick. I would still say Aaron Donald. He just disrupts the game so much on a J.J. Watt level.
Do you want to do offensive rookie and defensive rookie, or you just want to do rookie?
Rookie. I couldn't tell you a defensive rookie. If I did, I'd have to pick Vernon Hargraves.
Deion Jones, Atlanta.
Oh, he is playing really well. I would still say Vernon Hargraves out in Tampa. He is playing really well, too. Or Jalen Ramsey in Jacksonville. He actually is playing. He is one of the only bright spots on the Jacksonville Jaguars team.
We did mention it on the BSS Carolina show. Everybody said Joey Bosa as defensive rookie.
No.
He has played really good. Yeah. San Diego Chargers defense has played a lot better, especially against the run.
That's true.
Okay, so who was the rookie of the year?
All right, man. Here's my problem.
Go ahead.
I want to take Zeke, but here's my problem. Is if I'm thinking about it logically, I think that when the people go to vote, Prescott and Elliott will actually hurt each other. And there is a real chance that Carson Wentz could still win it because of that. But I don't think don't shake your head. I'm not saying he's better. I'm not saying Carson Wentz is the best rookie of the year. I'm saying that when it comes time to vote, some people will vote for Elliott. Some people will vote for Prescott. And I think a lot of people will still vote for Carson Wentz because he is the next best option. But if out of the three I had to pick somebody, I would take Ezekiel. No, you know what? If I had to pick somebody, I'd take Dak Prescott. And here's why. Because what he is doing from the quarterback position as a rookie is amazing. Whereas if Elliott played for the Browns, he would not be putting up these numbers. Where I think if Dak Prescott played for the Browns, he would still look decent. He would not look as good as he looks with the Cowboys because of that line and with the weapons, but I think he would still look good. I think Elliott would be like Trent Richardson and couldn't do nothing, just like every other running back in Cleveland. And I'm only saying that Cleveland. Elliott is good. I'm not dissing Elliott. I like Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, when you put him in the category of Trent Richardson, yeah.
I just don't think anybody – I'm saying if I had to choose who I thought was the best, I would take Dak Prescott. I'm going with Dak Prescott.
All right. I would not even – Carson Wentz is not even top 3 rookie of the year right now. Because last 3 weeks he's – this past week he threw a couple picks, no touchdowns.
Well, who else are you going to put in there?
I'll give you some other names. Zeke and – first of all, if Zeke is leading the league in rushing. Yeah. But I think if we keep winning, Dak will win the award unless we lose a couple more games and Elliott – gets 2,000 yards rushing, then he's going to win it. But some other guys, Sterling Shepard in New York.
I don't think he's
good
done
season.
Enough. He's
in
a decent
Will
season.
Fuller's had a really good year.
Will Fuller,
okay,
yeah.
I could see him sneaking in there. Somebody's got Jack Conklin, but the offensive lineman's not going to win it.
No.
But I could see Carson needs some help down the road.
Yeah.
I think to win it. But anyway.
I think he's done more with less.
He has. I'll give him that. He has. But I don't think he'll get it. Coach of the year.
Can I say Bill Belichick?
I don't know. You going to go across the room and smack you or anything? You know.
Hey, Bill Belichick. Man, who's the – man, I like Andy Reid. I like what Kansas City's doing quietly. That's hard. Ron Rivera?
Wow, 3-5.
Mike Shula.
Listen, oh, Jesus.
No, it's between Belichick. I mean, Jason Garrett has done a good job with what he's got. With going rookie quarterback, rookie running back, and a not-so-great defense. I mean, Jason Garrett's done a great job.
Listen,
I'm just trying to be different. I don't want to just give it to the team with the best record.
It's like I said on Thursday show, Belichick, we know how great he is. He's done this every year, so I kind of don't want to give it to him, even though he deserves a lot of it. I'm going to say Jason Garrett just because him, Jack Del Rio, the Raiders. I mean, I could see Mike Zimmer in Minnesota, but they start slide a little bit. But I could see it going to Jack Del Rio or Jason Garrett.
I think
year.
Zimmer had it, and then those injuries started catching up to them real bad. Because I was saying they were the best team in football for like 3 weeks.
Yep.
And then, you know, they lost Khalil. Then they lost the center. Then they lost, you know, they lost Adrian Peterson. They lost, they lost a couple defensive guys. Also, defensive player of the year, going back to that, Xavier Rhodes, the cornerback in Minnesota, he has been playing really well, shutting down. I mean, he shut down Kelvin Benjamin. He shut down a couple other guys. He shut down Odell Beckham. I mean, he has done a really good job shutting down really high-end wide receivers.
Another guy that I mentioned, defensive player of the year on the show the other day, Everest Griffin.
That's who Minnesota. I would, Everson Griffin. Yeah, right,
because
Griffin.
Guy's been a monster this year.
Just couldn't remember his first
name. But talking about coach of the year, I'm going to give it Jason Garrett because what he's done with a rookie running back, a rookie quarterback.
I would agree with
you
that.
Know, and everybody's like, really, him? I was like, well, who else you got? They say Jerry Jones is really the coach. But
Jerry Jones is not the
Jason
coach.
Garrett has done a great job.
Yes.
So, anyway. I had to go with that. Anyway, that's our awards. Let's go into division do-over picks you say you want to do. Do you want do-over the AFC East?
No, I got the Patriots pass, right? Still with that, yeah.
What about the North?
Man, I wish I remember who I picked. I'm pretty sure I picked the Steelers. That's the hardest one,
man. I picked the Steelers.
I picked the Steelers as well.
I'm not changing it.
Man,
I mean, right now, the Ravens and Steelers are 4-4. The Bengals are 3-4-1.
Man. I think – give me the Steelers still. I mean, they're touchy, but don't be surprised if the Bengals step it up and win that.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did, and I hate the tie because that might be the difference.
The Ravens are going to fall off, bro. They're done. Like, okay, they beat the Steelers. That's a rivalry game. That's a fluke. They're going back to their losing ways in a little bit.
Most likely. The AFC South. The Texans are leading the Colts and Titans by 2 games right now.
I picked the Jags.
I picked the Jags as well. I will do over, but I'm not going with the Texans. I actually go with the Titans.
I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to go with the Colts. I hate it. That division is terrible.
Yes,
it's so bad. And the Titans actually do look like the best team. They're running the ball like crazy. Mariota's kind of stepping it up from the first 3 weeks when he looked like just awful. So I like that Titans pick, but I'll stick with the tried and true. I'll go with luck. I'm going to go with luck.
All right. AFC West. I think we both had Denver to win the
nope.
No, we didn't.
I picked Oakland.
I didn't pick Denver. I picked Kansas City. I'm going to stick with Kansas City.
I'm still going with Oakland.
All right.
But I do have Kansas City making the playoffs.
I'm going to go with Kansas City because I think they will win the division with Nick Foles at quarterback.
Nick Foles. Nah, Alex Smith's back. He's starting next week.
Nude Arnold's back for a week.
Shut your mouth talking about a man who's done nothing but won games in this league.
Dude, he's got Nude Arnold.
He's got like a 70% completion percentage for his career, basically.
I'm not saying he's terrible.
Call him Noodle Arm. Okay, so he can't throw the ball 90 yards down the field. But you know what?
He's a 5-yard slant.
Yeah, but he runs like a 440.
I know.
He's fast for a white boy.
NFC East, did you want to change your pick from the Cowboys?
No.
Yeah.
Good call on that.
Yes, sir. I'll stick with my team. NFC North, the Vikings is leading the Lions by a game right now. 5-3, 5-4.
I'm going to tell you what. I really want to pick the Lions. Honestly, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I think the Lions will actually win this division, and here's why. Because I think the injuries have kind of caught up to Minnesota. People have figured their game out. I have a feeling that they're going to keep losing a little bit. I don't think that they're not terrible. And Green Bay, man, I just don't know what's going on there. I really don't. I have no idea what's going on in Green Bay. You lost to the Colts, and the Colts are terrible. You know what? The Colts could have a losing record and make the playoffs. Like, it's bad. Mm-hmm. They're really bad. And you lost to them. And you lost to them pretty handily. Like, you had to come back and, like, make a run at it, and you came up short. So, you're going to talk about making a run at it. That onside kick the other night, God, that was terrible.
Yeah, we don't talk about that, too. That was dummy.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to take the line.
You don't want – listen.
Give me the Vikings. I'll stick with the Vikings. I picked the Vikings in the beginning, and I'll stick with the Vikings.
Listen, I picked Green Bay. And the running back positions killed them.
Oh,
they cannot
so bad.
Get a running back to stay. I still don't know why they let go of Niles Davis after
I don't either.
One week. But they let him go. He went to New York. He got released there to Jets. Anyway, I can't – I hate going against Aaron Rodgers, but the way they've lost, it's just been horrible. They've got so many injuries on defense now.
I mean, go back to the first week. They almost lost to the Jags.
Their fourth – cornerback is now their number one corner because the other three are out for the year.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to the Lions because I like Matt Stafford.
I do too.
I think this team is playing really well, and I think they'll keep it up. And the rest of the division is horrible.
I wish I had a little more inside knowledge to kind of know how healthy the Vikings are going to get. Like, I kind of can tell. Like, AP's supposed to be back towards the playoffs.
He should be back week 14, 15. A
couple of those linemen are supposed to come back. I mean, I know Khalil's out for the year.
I don't think the Vikings make the playoffs.
Really?
I really don't. I don't think they make it because, Man. Listen, Sam Bradford is horrible. Well, he is who we thought he was.
No, he's still playing really good.
He's horrible.
You guys, like, this is what kills me about being on this podcast, man, sometimes. We talk, and you just want everybody to be damn Tom Brady.
No, I don't want
yes,
everybody
you do.
To be Tom
I mean,
Brady.
Just,
no,
like,
I
you
don't.
Rip people all the time. It's like, dude, Sam Bradford is doing what he needs to do. He's hitting checkdowns. He's throwing to the tight end. He's hitting some deep balls here and there. Plus, if you think about it, they don't have a receiver. They don't have Adrian Peterson anymore. And
Stephon
now they
Diggs.
Don't have a line. Okay,
Stephon Diggs is good.
But that
man.
Guy's like the Cole Beasley. 15. That guy's like Cole Beasley, man. I mean, Stephon Diggs is talented and he's way fat. He's super fast, but he's not going to beat you deep.
Listen, Alex Smith, noodle arm. Right? I call him noodle arm because of the way he throws the ball. I got respect for the guy, though. He wins games, which is great. But he's a top 15 quarterback, maybe. You know, you wouldn't put him in the top 10 of quarterbacks in this league. But he
Alex
wins
Smith?
Games. Yeah. You might put him 15-20, but you ain't put him top 10. That's what I'm saying. I call him new arm, but I got respect for the guy. Now,
I got to make a list.
Sam Bradford's not even – I have no faith in Sam Bradford, right? We've not seen anything from Sam Bradford, and he's – he's like Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Don't you dare compare Sam Bradford to Ryan Fitzpatrick.
All right. That's a little bit strong. NFC South, you want to change your pick of the Panthers?
No.
You still think they're coming back to win this division?
I watched the Falcons fall apart last year at 6-1, so.
I'm going with the Falcons.
That's just a homer pick on me. That's a smart pick by you, man.
All right. What about NFC West? I went with Seattle. I'm going to stick with Seattle.
I picked Arizona, so.
Even if Seattle can't score, I'm still sticking
can
with
Can I
them.
Pick no one?
I think there no one should be there.
Give me Seattle, I guess.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. Week 9, Panthers, Rams. Panthers beat the Rams 13-10. The game was ugly. Capital ugly. Mm-hmm. Capital U.
How long they going to keep Gano?
Who you going to get?
Nobody.
There's no one out there right now. I mean, Robbie Gould got signed. I got an idea. Why don't you go get Josh, the kicker from New York?
Josh Brown? Josh
Brown, yeah.
I mean, he's a good kicker.
I mean, you know.
He's good at kicking his wife's ass, too. Jackass.
Yeah.
Sorry. I usually don't swear on the podcast, but when it comes to woman beating, I can't help it.
I agree with you. They're not going to get rid of Gano. Not until after the season.
Gano's still a good kicker, man.
I don't know about that.
Like, look at Aguayo, man. He started out rough, but he's kicking it. But you know what? A lot of kickers. Gustowski's missing kicks, man. Right. People are missing kicks.
There's kickers all over the league missing kicks, except for Dan Bailey and Matt Prater.
And the kicker for the Lions.
That's Matt Prater.
Oh, Prater, yeah. Didn't Matt Prater play for Denver?
Yep.
That's what I thought. He hit that, like, 62-yard field goal that year. Yep. I swear.
Anything else you want to say about the Panthers game?
I don't have enough time in this podcast to talk about all the things I'd like to say. Basically, I just don't think they're that good. The line's terrible. And they're not healthy, too. They're really not. I mean, Orr's still hurt. You know, there's rumors Orr may never play football again.
Wow. And Khalil's out.
Khalil's out with the shoulder problem. But, you know, when you have the MVP, you should be able to do better. Be better.
The only thing I'll say is Cam said after the game that they're righting the ship right in front of your eyes. I don't know how you get a statement from that game because
from a
13-10
win over the terrible Rams.
It wasn't that good of a victory. Mm-mm. It's a win, and hope you can keep it going. But it was ugly. There's a lot of things got to go on in this team, game plan and different things. The Falcons beat the Bucks 43-28 on Thursday night. Jameis went out with an injury.
So did Mike
Evans.
Say
he's fine to. Giants beat the Eagles 28-23. Wentz threw two picks.
Yeah, he didn't look great.
The Lions beat the Vikings in overtime to hand the Vikings their third straight loss.
Another comeback Golden win by Tate. Matty Stafford.
Yep, Golden Tate with the game-winning touchdown. Two missed tackles for the Vikings. You don't usually see that. The Cowboys demolished the Browns 35-10. Bobby and Scott picked the Browns. Dummies.
I did not pick Cowboys. So there you go. I just wasn't on the show.
Chargers beat the Titans 43-35. What a game that was. I watched it. Defense played well.
Wait, what?
43-35.
Who did?
Chargers beat the Titans.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because Chargers had two defensive touchdowns.
All right, so I just finished my top 10 quarterback list.
Oh, Lord.
And you would be correct. Alex Smith did not make the list.
Exactly.
This is really not in the best order, but my top 10
goes.
Are you going
to share it right now?
Yeah. Brady, Rogers, Newton, Big Ben, Derek Carr. It is not in complete order. It's just kind of the top 10 of what I was thinking. Matt Ryan, Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford, Drew Brees, and Phillip Rivers. So.
Sounds about right.
But he's not far because I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, I would probably take Alex Smith over Joe Flacco and Eli Manning. And you know what? You sprinkle a healthy Romo in there somewhere. I think he's like 12 or 13. So you're right. Top 15. I was wrong. You were right.
Top 15, 20.
15.
Top 15, 20. That's where I put him. And that's not a bad place to be. I'm just saying.
No. Well, I mean, there's only 32 teams in the league.
The Colts beat.
And the dang Browns have like 6 quarterbacks. So.
That's true. The Colts beat the Packers in Green Bay. Packers lose again at home.
I can't wrap my head around what's going on in Green Bay, man. I really can't at all.
I think it's time for a coaching change.
I do too.
Because they look too stale.
You know what? They need a guy who's a disciplined guy. Because, man, Aaron Rodgers acts like a spoiled baby. He really is. I mean, he just whines and complains. And, like, people talk about Newton complaining. At least Cam Newton doesn't yell at his own teammates and, like, blame everybody else. And
maybe he needs to yell at his teammates.
You know what? Watch the sidelines in a Panthers game. Greg Olsen Greg wasn't a rip into anybody. He don't. Greg yelled at Cam. When Greg was wide open and Cam missed him completely, he was like furious on the sidelines.
You have to be, though.
Yeah.
You got to have that fire.
I never actually saw Greg walk up and yell at Cam, but he was on the sidelines pissed, screaming at everybody.
The Raiders take sole possession of AFC West by beating the Broncos 30-20. We did talk about that a little bit. I did pick that game. I figured the Raiders were going to win. But we'll see.
Who did the Jags lose to? I missed that.
The Jags? Oh, Kansas City, 1914.
That's right.
Let's go into true or false.
All right.
True or false?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
True or false?
All right, true or false, real fast. Bryce Petty should start the rest of the season for the Jets.
My answer is, why the hell not? You know, that was another thing. I was wrong. You were wrong, too, because the Dolphins are terrible, too. So, we'll see.
They're above the Jets.
For now.
And they got 200 rushing yard.
Yeah, that Jay Ajayi guy is pretty good.
Ajayi's doing pretty good. Ajax is doing pretty good.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, I think I would throw Christian Hackenberg out there because I think Christian Hackenberg is better than Bryce Petty, but why not? I don't know if this is going to be another true or false. If I cut you off, I'm sorry. But, man, if you're the Rams, dude, just play golf.
No, I didn't put it up there, but seriously, I agree.
I mean, your fans are chanting, we want golf. We want to suck. I mean, golf's going to be terrible, too. He's not going to be any better than Case
Keenum.
But
put him in.
They're just play him.
Yeah.
I mean, are you really going down the next 3 years with Case Keenum? No. You're going to play Goff eventually. You've locked yourself into this guy, and I can already tell you he's going to be bad.
Goff?
No, he's going to be terrible.
But you know what?
He wasn't good in college.
At least play him.
Yes,
because
I agree
with you. Because you drafted number one pick ahead of Wentz, who should have been number one pick. I agree. But Goff, you have to play. When you got your fans yelling, we want him, and I don't understand Jeff Fisher. First of all, end of the season, Jeff Fisher needs to be fired. All right, so if anybody loves Jeff Fisher, I'm sorry. Jeff Fisher needs to go. He is the worst.
7-9.
6-10, 7-9. For your team to look the way they did against the Panthers defense, who's not that great. I mean, I know they did at Arizona. But that defense, you can throw against. He can't throw the ball.
Here's the thing with Jeff Fisher. Jeff Fisher is the epitome of what's wrong with the NFL's coaching system in terms of, like, diversity and things like that. Yep. He's the good old boy that gets a job just because everybody likes him, and he's not good. When a guy who's as smart as Hugh Jackson has to wait around for the crappy Cleveland job to get a foot in the door, it is absolutely ridiculous. Jeff Fisher is just terrible. He is not a good coach. I get it. He was good with Kurt Warner and no, that wasn't even
that
him.
Wasn't
that
him.
Was that was
he somebody, was good with McNair.
McNair, that was it. Tennessee, my bad.
And
wrong.
And Eddie George.
He coaches the Rams now. I thought of another good Rams coach.
Mike Martz.
Yeah, it was Martz. But yeah, he's just not good. He's not good.
But it's about time for the NFL to get rid of this guy out of head coaching.
Yep. Give him an office job in the league and let him like be like consultant to crap. I don't know.
But I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You want to stick with Case Keenum, go ahead. He's going to get you fired. Go ahead and stick with him.
I'd play golf because you could be like, hey, I had a rookie quarterback, man. Yep. What am I supposed to do with this?
Right. He just must not be picking up the playbook or anything else. Raiders have the best chance to beat the Pats in the playoffs, AFC playoffs. Do they in the NFC?
AFC.
Do they? AFC.
I know.
In the AFC, do they have the best chance of any other team to beat the Patriots?
No.
So false. Who's got a better chance?
The Steelers.
I'm gonna say true, and here's why: the rushing attack.
Yeah.
The rushing attack and Khalil Mack. You know,
that's true.
I'm going to say yes because I, you know, the only thing that scares me about the Raiders is Derek Carr being David Carr in the playoffs. Because,
I guess I had a hard time with that answer because I think both Oakland and the Steelers could beat them. I just everybody's got the Pats locked into the Super Bowl, and I just don't. I just don't feel it. Tell me if I'm wrong. There's not a great team in the NFL this year. Like, the Cowboys look good, but you kind of, like, even as a Cowboys fan, you're still kind of like every week, like, hey, we just could fall off at any moment.
No, I'm more of,
like, I feel like the Cowboys are gonna make the playoffs. Like, I know the Patriots are going to make the playoffs. But
is there
like,
a dominant team? No.
No. Like, there's last year, you team. Knew that the Carolina Panthers and the Denver Broncos were dominant.
Were defensively.
Defensively, yes. Right. But, like, and there's nobody that's great. Like, there's not a great team. I think, honestly, the Pats have looked the best, but I've seen flaws.
There's flaws every team. I mean, sure. Look at the NFL, yeah. though. Okay, last 2 years, no offense to the NFL. We got the best record in the league, NFC right now. There are really bad teams in this league.
Mm-hmm.
Last 2 years, last year when the Panthers went 15-1, I said all year, the league is down. It's down this year, too. It just is.
I don't think it's so much down. I just think we're finally seeing the effects of the parity that they've wanted for so long.
The league is down. When you have not even half the league is over 500, it's down.
I think that's what they want. I think they want to – anything can happen any given Sunday.
I mean, look at the Cleveland Browns.
I mean, they're bad.
Okay.
They're terrible.
Look at the Chicago Bears.
You know what? They're not – they're bad, but they're not Cleveland bad.
Look at Jacksonville Jaguars.
They're not Cleveland bad. Like, Cleveland is bad.
Look at
bad.
New York Jets. Bad. Look at
good
the
defense,
Dolphins.
Though.
Bad. Look at the Bills. Bad.
The Bills aren't bad. The Bills are only one game under 500.
They're 4-4.
Okay.
They're getting ready to lose tonight. They'll be 4-5.
You want
to
call an upset?
You got the Bills.
Bills over the Seahawks. Seahawks. You know why? Because the Seahawks have no offensive line whatsoever, and Rex Ryan brings the heat.
I think Seahawks and win. Tyrod Taylor in Seattle. I can't buy it. The AFC South, Indy. Tennessee, Jacksonville. Houston's not 5-3. They are 5-3. They're not that good at 5-3.
I couldn't tell you a single game where they look good or impressive.
That's
at
what
all.
I'm saying. But they're 5-3.
Yeah.
My point is the NFL is not good. For heaven's sake, Ryan Fitzpatrick still has a quarterbacking job.
Maybe.
Well, for this season, he yeah. was. My point is yeah. there's some really bad teams in this league. Bears, yeah, they try, but you know the NFC South looks better because Atlanta and the three other teams are actually competitive.
But I think that there's as many good teams as there are really bad teams.
The 49ers, the Rams.
The Rams aren't bad.
The Rams are bad.
They got a bad. I see when you say bad, like they have a good defense. They just have a really bad offense because they have no quarterback or receivers.
All right, let's finish true or false.
All right.
Panthers will catch the Falcons win the South.
Even though I predicted it, but no, probably not.
All right, false. Nick Foles will finish the season as Chiefs quarterback.
False.
True.
You're crazy.
Keep
disrespecting Alex Smith.
I'm not disrespecting
It's hard to bench your quarterback when you're going to be like 11-5.
I think Nick Foles gives them a better chance of winning because he can throw the ball deep. He can make the throws. Alex Smith can't. I just think the offense is better. I mean, of course, they played the Jags this week and only put up 19 points.
Don't fall victim to the Nick Foles hype.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Last time he was with Andy Reid, he looked good.
I'm sorry.
That's all I'm saying.
Alex Smith is a proven commodity in this league.
I agree. Good 500 quarterback.
That's
right.
He is above 500.
Matt Stafford is the best quarterback in the NFC right now. In the NFC.
False.
True. Who's better?
Matt Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
And Drew Brees is still putting up crazy numbers.
Yeah.
But
he's gaining, though.
I love Matt Stafford. That's no disrespect. It's hard.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. You got anything else for this segment?
All eyes on me.
Yep. Everybody, stick around. We got one more episode to come up. Talk some NBA action real fast and college football. You're listening to the Rule of Three Breakdown Edition.
Good day.